H. Newman. February 23, 1878. Preface to the edition of 1878. The following pages were not in the first instance written to prove the divinity of the Catholic religion, though ultimately they furnish a positive argument in its behalf, but to explain certain difficulties in its history felt before now by the author himself and commonly insisted on by Protestants in controversy as serving to blunt the force of its prima facie and general claims on our recognition. However beautiful and promising that religion is in theory, its history, we are told, is its best refutation, the inconsistencies found age after age in its teaching being as patent as the simultaneous contrarieties of religious opinion manifest in the high, low, and broad branches of the Church of England. In reply to this specious objection, it is maintained in this essay that, granting that some large variations of teaching in its long course of 1800 years exist, nevertheless these, on examination, will be found to arise from the nature of the case, and to proceed on a law, and with a harmony and a definite drift, and with an analogy to Scripture revelations, which, instead of telling to their disadvantage, actually constitute an argument in their favor, as witnessing to a superintending providence and a great design in the mode and in the circumstances of their occurrence. Perhaps his confidence in the truth and availableness of this view has sometimes led the author to be careless and over-liberal in his concessions to Protestants of historical fact. If this be so anywhere, he begs the reader in such cases to understand him as speaking hypothetically, and in the sense of an argumentum ad hominem and a fortiori. Nor is such hypothetical reasoning out of place in a publication which is addressed not to theologians, but to those who as yet are not even Catholics, and who, as they read history, would scoff at any defense of Catholic doctrine which did not go the length of covering admissions in matters of fact as broad as those which are here ventured on. In this new edition of the essay, various important alterations have been made in the arrangement of its separate parts, and some, not indeed in its matter, but in its text. February 2, 1878. Advertisement to the first edition. Oculi mei defecerunt in salutare tuum. It is now above 11 years since the writer of the following pages, in one of the early numbers of the Tracts for the Times, expressed himself thus: considering the high gifts and the strong claims of the Church of Rome and her dependencies on our admiration, reverence, love, and gratitude, how could we withstand her as we do? How could we refrain from being melted into tenderness and rushing into communion with her, but for the words of truth which bid us prefer itself to the whole world? He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. How could we learn to be severe and execute judgment, but for the warning of Moses against even a divinely gifted teacher who should preach new gods, and the anathema of St. Paul, even against angels and apostles who should bring in a new doctrine? He little thought, when he so wrote, that the time would ever come when he should feel the obstacle, which he spoke of as lying in the way of communion with the Church of Rome, to be destitute of solid foundation. The following work is directed towards its removal. Having in former publications called attention to the supposed difficulty, he considers himself bound to avow his present belief that it is imaginary. He has neither the ability to put out of hand a finished composition, nor the wish to make a powerful and moving representation on the great subject of which he treats. His aim will be answered if he succeeds in suggesting thoughts which in God's good time may quietly bear fruit in the minds of those to whom that subject is new, and which may carry forward inquirers who have already